السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. هذا الأخي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat and good health. For the Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 23rd of Safar 1447 here in South Africa. And today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 52, Surah At-Tur, and verses 35, 36, and 37. We say, Barakallahu feekum to Mawlana Salim Kareem and Appa and family. And Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. So let us continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. We ended off with this verse in our last and previous lesson. فَلْيَأْتُوا بِحَدِيثٍ مِثْلِهِ إِنْ كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ. Let them bring a speech similar, a replica of the Quran Sharif. The first challenge was the entire Quran Sharif. The second one was 10 surahs and 10 chapters. And the ultimate challenge was one surah comprising 3 verses that bring a replica of it, O human being, O jinn, and whoever else you want to call besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ. When you have, when you are in doubt regarding to that which we reveal, peace be gradually on our beloved and most precious servant Mustafa, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you bring a replica of one surah comprising 3 verses in beauty and glory. Wad'u shuhada'akum, and call whoever you wish, your witnesses and whoever else, min dunillahi, besides Almighty Allah, in kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful. Chapter 2, verse number 23. So there the ultimate challenge still continues till today. So Almighty Allah is posing rhetorical questions to them. So Almighty Allah is asking them these questions, meaning that none of them can answer it if they are truly honest. Chapter 52 and verse number 35. Am khuliqu min ghayri shay'in? What, were they created? Min ghayri shay'in, without anything. So meaning that, did they create themselves? Were they created without any purpose and objective? Or was there a creator for them? Was there some purpose for them? Am humul khaliqoon? Or are they themselves the creator of themselves? But Almighty Allah taught us, and remember the principle of the Quran exegesis and tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Al Quran yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Certain verses of the Noble Quran will explain the other verses. And Almighty Allah informed us, all the doctors, all the professors, all the scientists put together, they can't even create one single fly. How will ensoulment take place? How will they insert the ruh, the soul, the spirit in that fly there, when themselves, they don't know what is the ruh and the soul? Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 73. So this challenge remains forever. لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوِجْتَ مَأُولًا. Khaliq, is to create, and that is the unique feature, and of all mighty Allah Jalla Wala alone, and no one can create anybody anything and do some ensoulment and insert the soul. Regarding the soul, the ruh, and so forth, all mighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And of knowledge you have not been given but a little bit. So nobody can even understand and truly fathom and understand how this ruh is and so forth. Go and read chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, and verse 85. Chapter 17, verse 85. So everything you will find enshrined in the Noble Quran or in the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Amuhumul Khaliqoon. Or what are they, the ones that created themselves? What did you create? Zero. Almighty Allah created the entire universe. And today you see is a daily occurrence wherever it rains. The rain is the same, but the result and consequence of it, the grass is green, the roses are red, and the kaleidoscope of colors you see, the blue, green, pink, yellow, and so forth and so on. Diversity in unity and unity in diversity. Ye to kudrat ka karishma hai. That is the manifestation of the absolute power of all mighty Allah Jalla Wala. Am khalaqus samawati wal ard. Oh, have they created the heavens and the earth, the celestial creation, the terrestrial creation, they or their demigods, semigods, their idols, and so forth? So every person will say no. They could never have created this. They can't help themselves. They believe in all these gods and idols and demigods and plurality of gods. The bird comes from on top and urinates and defecates on it. It can't help itself from the bird's attack and assault. How is it going to help you? Where is your common sense, O human being, in the 21st century? So we know common sense in this day and this age is not common. So khalaqus samawat. Samawat is ma fawqa ru'us. Whatever is above our head. So we look at the clouds, we look at the moon, we look at the sun and the stars and million, billion, zillion creation which we do not know. Wal ard, we look at the land, we look at the sand, we look at the marine life, the forests and the jungles and the animals. And what about the million, billion, zillion things we don't know? Bal la yuqinoon. Nay, the truth of the matter is they have no yaqeen, no conviction, no iman, no faith. Iman is what Almighty Allah has mentioned in chapter 49, Surah Hujurat, the apartments, the rooms, referring to the houses of the Azwaji Mutahharat, the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and verse 15, chapter 49, verse 15. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us who are the true believers. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Only those people are the true believers who believe in Almighty Allah. They believe in His Zat, in His essence. They believe in His Sifat and attributes. They believe in Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُ. Then they must have absolutely no doubt in the Quran Sharif or in the Sunnah Mubarakah. Once there is doubt in the Quran, or there is doubt in the Sunnah Mubarakah, so that will take them out of the fold of Islam. وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And they strive for their own wealth, for their own persons. Not that you keep on working with people sponsoring you, and no, that you must do with your own money, your own wealth, your own talent, your own ability, your own time, everything, whatever little bit we have, fi sabilillah, in the path of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ulaika musadiqoon. Those are the truthful people, the true believers. Chapter 49, verse 15. So the truth of the matter is la yuqinoon. They don't have true iman, faith, conviction, and yaqeen. Oh, again, Allah is posing a rhetorical question. Indahum khazain rabbik. Oh, do they possess the treasures of Almighty Allah? Everything of human being, their countries, their empires, everything is limited. Therefore, sooner or later, they are decimated and they'll perish. Everything of Almighty Allah Jalla wala is infinite and unlimited. Khazain rabbik. Am humul musaytirun. Musaytirun, when we read the Qiraat Hafs, you can read it, humul musaytirun, with a seed. Oh, humul musaytirun, with a sword. The meaning will be the same. Oh, are they in control, in charge of the khazana, the treasures of Almighty Allah? Are they in charge of the oil? Are they in charge of the oxygen? Are they in charge of the rain? Are they in charge of the oceans and so forth? Nothing. Hasha wa kalla. Therefore, we see Almighty Allah punishing them, sometime with the hurricane, sometime with the earthquakes, sometime with the tsunami and floods and so forth. So everything, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala alone, He is the only one who is controlling and in charge. He is the sole exclusive Khaliq, creator, the sole exclusive Malik and owner. Me and you, my house, my property, my farm, my desert, my this. So all these things here are temporary. We are not real owners. The ultimate and real owner is He, Almighty Allah Jalla wala. Walillahi mirasu samawati wal ard. Therefore, everything will go back to Him. Almighty Allah Jalla wala. We all will perish, we all will die. And that will be the end of our story. And people will call it His story, history. So that is how you learn the words and so forth. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 23rd of Safar, 1447 year in South Africa. And majority cities, countries of the world, it is already the 24th of Safar, 1447. So we in South Africa, this Sunday night, we will have to scan the sky for the new moon and crescent of Rabi'ul Awwal. And most countries, that day, Sunday, will be the 30th. So automatically following Monday will be the first of Rabi'ul Awwal. But we will have to scan the sky. So these are the news, views, interviews that we present to you locally, nationally, globally and internationally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. 3 Jutlas dispatched to hell, 3 Jews, Zionists dispatched to hell. We're very happy about that. We have no empathy, sympathy for them. A khuya juat as a dwaya juat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. That is what the Boer and Afrikaners taught us. Listen to what happened yesterday. 300,000 plus Jutlas and Jews protesting and striking. And remember, there was no real work going on. Sunday is a working day in Israel. And thereafter, the police and the protesters, they clashed there at the Likud headquarters. So that is in front of Bibi Netanyahu. And all of them, remember, that their headquarters there. So many arrests, over 50, 60 arrests were made. Jutla fighting Jutla. And that is what the Quran teaches us. Chapter 59, verse number 14. In the 28th Jews, 28th Supara, Ba'asuhum bainahum shadid. Their fight and war among themselves is severe. Tahsabuhum jami'aw wa qulubuhum shatta. You think that they are united, whilst their hearts are totally fragmented, disunited. Who are the Jutla and Jutli, the Jew and the Jewess? Chapter 59, verse 14. Zalika bi'annahum qawmun la yaqilun. They are a people and a nation who got no brains, no intelligence. Baby killers, murderers of prophets and messengers, guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity. Every crime you can think of, they are guilty of that. Israel attacks hospital in Gaza, people martyred, people injured. The largest protest since the war has started, remember, almost 2 years ago, was yesterday in the history of Israel, the Nazi apartheid terrorist regime. And you can quote my words in any part of the world. Air Canada strikes still continue, and they're saying we will not go back to work until we enter into negotiations. But tonight, that is Monday night, they're expecting some flights to take off and so forth. So billions of dollars wasted there, and great inconvenience for the passengers and so forth. Ben-Gvir, the terrorist and the murderer and the war criminal as well. His words and statements are endangering the lives of the hostages because he makes crazy, crazy statements. America, who speaks of democracy, who speaks of human rights and so forth, the Biden government, the Haramis, the Democrats, and worse than them are the Republicans, Trump and company. So all war criminals, U.S. cancel visas for children from Gaza. They say you will not be given a visa to come to America for medication. So there you have it, folks. You can see how good, inverted commas, America is when it comes to Palestine, when it comes to Muslims, when it comes to human beings. And they are the biggest terrorists on earth. We know what they did in Iraq, 500,000 children. That she, Madeleine Albright, the Jutli Jewess, may she rot in hell forever, the Harami. And remember what they did in Afghanistan, what they did in Vietnam, Syria, Libya, all is in front of us. Listen to this Jutla. He is a big shot, and he was a big shot in the army once upon a time. A Haron. A-H-A-R-O-N, a Haron, so Haliva, so Haliya, so H-A-L-I-Y-A. So remember, he says the Palestinians need a Nakba now and then. We have to do that, because why? We have to punish them. We have to murder them. We have to kill them. We have to displace them for now and our future generations. So that is the mentality of the Jew. So you, oh, you Harami, you swine, you pig, and you monkeys and donkeys, that is what the Quran Sharif calls you. Chapter 5, verse number 60, and verse chapter 62, verse 5. You say you want to punish the Palestinians sometime, from time to time, but Allah says He's going to punish you all the time. Chapter 7, verse 167. La yab'athanna alayhim ila yawmil qiyamati may yasumuhum su'al adhab. Look at the hypocrisy and double standards of the West. So one side you have America leading the pack. America is heading for civil war very soon, inshallah. And similarly with Israel also, inshallah. They both will fall and perish, inshallah, inshallah, in our lifetime. So we see that they say we're going to recognize Palestine, Canada, Britain, Spain, and all Portugal, and so forth and so on. So my point is, very good you are recognizing Palestine, but how come you still are sending arms there, you must remember, to Israel? How come you're giving them material support and so forth? So that is what you must do. Block the arms, block the cash, block everything. And then you say, we will strangle you, Israel, because that is what you want to do. What a shame for America, Britain, India, Israel. They can't even beat 10,000, 15,000 mujahideen who are dicing with death, and you have the latest technology, arms, ammunition, and you bomb Gaza. If you take collectively, it is more than the bombs and everything falling in the First World War and the Second World War, and yet you can't beat them, people with faith and iman. We support Hamas, and we say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Saturday that passed, one of the hugest rallies and protests in New York in America, and they were marching and said, end the starvation in Gaza. Did you ever dream 3, 4, 5 years ago that Jutlas would be marching, end the war in Gaza now? Did you ever imagine in New York the people in their thousands will be marching, end the starvation in Gaza? Everything is in the control of Allah. Allah can decimate America, Israel, and his Arab tempot dictators and murtads and apostates and shaitans, the Olad and offspring of Satan, Lucifer, in 1 second and 1 moment. That is our belief. Italy did not invite Israel to their latest exhibition. So that is what we want. You must make Israel a pariah state. You must isolate them as you isolated apartheid South Africa. That they must feel the pinch and they must know how abhorrent their policies are and actions are. The EU leaders will join Zelensky in the Oval Office today. So there's a big delegation meeting Trump. Trump himself is a rapist and a pedophile. So remember that he, Putin, outplayed him there in Alaska. So the next meeting will take place in Moscow. And Putin is smiling all the way. He's a master of chess. You know chess, the game. So when I say chess, meaning political chess, he knows how to deal with America and Europe, and he knows that he holds the trump card. The most nuclear is still in the hands of the Russians. Nowadays they call it the Russian Federation. See in Sudan what is happening. So now one person of the RSS, this Rapid Support Force, they find people from Sudan, they ask him which tribe you belong to, and he belongs to the wrong one. He says, no, not that Arab tribe, this tribe, and they just shoot and kill. But who is financing them? The Emiratis, your Dubai and Abu Dhabi. United Nations have released reports as well. And they are evidence, strong, concrete evidence. So that is what the Emirates is all about. All of you who are running around to Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and you're going with Emirates Airlines, ask your conscience, are you not contributing to them? They are the ones who are supporting Israel and say, finish up Hamas, and we can start rebuilding, reconstructing there in Gaza. So that is what they are. Pakka haramis, murtad kafir. And they're hearing me now. They got enough chamchas and sidekicks, but nobody will speak the truth beside few. So we have to speak the truth to name them, shame them, and nail them. More than 300 people there in Pakistan drowned because of the tsunami, because of the monsoon rains, and because of the floods. Allah have mercy, majority of them Muslim. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Ghariqu Shaheedun, that people who drown with Iman and Islam are martyrs. Allah make easy, protect Pakistan. So Bibi Netanyahu, Netanyahu is an atheist. He's not a Jew, and he's not even a proper Jew. They came from that side there, Poland, Ukraine, and so forth. So one of the ex-chief rabbis of Israel said that we can never trust him, this Netanyahu, Netanyahu, Lucifer, and he is an atheist. So there you can see how they're fighting among themselves. Serbia, you remember 1994, 95, 96, how these Serbs were raping our women, murdering and killing our children, men and women, civilians. So Serbia, the ruling party, their offices were set on fire. Very good. Allahumma harrik buyutahum, Allahumma dambir diyarahum, Allahumma khalif bayna qulubihim wa sufufihim. Ya Allah, this kuffar, whether it be America, Israel, Britain or India or Serbia, you decimate and destroy them when they are harming Islam and the Muslims, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So now we see in Spain, more than 50 places, the fire is raging on and it's gone beyond control. Now they call the army as well to assist and help. Heavy rains expected today in most part of Saudi Arabia. So Allah Ta'ala shower His mercy on the Haramain Sharifain and protect the Ummah from the Najdis and Wahhabis and the Salafis. So Najdis, that is Riyadh and surrounding. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua for Biladul Sham, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, the Levant. Sham in Arabic, English one name, Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T. And he made special dua for Yemen. Then they said, Wafi Najdina, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. He, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, refused to make dua for these people in Riyadh and surroundings and so forth. And said they are filled with fitan, the calamities, disasters, catastrophes will come from there. You can see today being led by MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, and his cronies and comrades. So it was Zalazil, and there'll be earthquakes and earth tremors there. So no dua for them. And Wahhabis, that they want to say everybody's committing bid'ah and mushrik and so forth. And remember Salafis, they just tell everybody must become a freelancer. We reject all this of theirs, you must remember that. So three people killed in Brooklyn, and that is in New York City. So that is how they are. Trigger happy, just pull out the gun and shoot. So that is your America. Don't think America is what you see in your Hollywood and Bollywood and all that in India and New York, that these places are corrupted to the core also. Listen to this. This is a shocking story for you, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah. One of our students and graduate people who studied in Darul Newcastle. So he sent this message to me, and I told him, Jazakallahu khairan. So there is a Kafir Shia there in Pakistan, Naqvi, Mohsin Naqvi. And he says, we're going to turn this Islamabad, we're going to turn this Rawalpindi into Khomeini land. The Shias will be saying Khomeini, Khomeini. And the Sunnis will also be saying Khomeini, Khomeini. I always told you that this Pakistan, especially this current government, Choro ki hukumat hai, remember, is a government of thugs. We can all have differences with Imran Khan. But one thing about him is not a corrupt person. How many times countries and people and others tried to bribe him and corrupt him, he refused. But they put him in jail and they are ruling now. America bought them off, bought their army off. And remember now the Qadianis and the Shias and so forth have a free reign in Pakistan. A very sad situation. Imagine such great ulama. What are you doing in Pakistan? They want to turn the whole of Islamabad and the Rawalpindi, they call Pindi shortcut, so into a markaz, into the headquarters of Shias there. Allah Ta'ala destroy the sympathizers of the Shias and the Shias themselves unless they repent and make sincere tawbah and say publicly that Khomeini la'anatullah alayh, that Allah's curse be on Khomeini and his ilk, they are non-Muslims. So there on in Aleppo, Aleppo is Halab, where our ustaz, our shayab al-shayikh come from, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Hudda, they passed away, rahimahullah, and Khattat Al-Quran, the one, the calligrapher of the noble Quran, Sheikh Usman Hussein Taha, that's his full name. So they all hail from Aleppo. So a person came with a suicide bomb and there was no real damage and so forth. He just killed himself. So that is the people who are paid to cause harm and so forth. South African news, imagine America, how humiliated you are. You released a report on human rights, but you are the biggest violator of human rights and your blue-eyed boy. Your Israel, the rogue apartheid Nazi terrorist regime. The Dakak Foundation said there is no genocide in South Africa, and they also said there is no such thing as that land will be, you know, confiscated and taken away without compensation. So these are all inaccuracies in your report, oh America. They don't say this, I say, hang your head in shame. You know the Dutch Reformed Church, one day, many years ago, when I was a young boy, they said Islam is a false religion, Allah forbid. Today they have come to some senses, and that is Dutch Reformed Church says that we can never just see what's happening in Gaza. So they collected money and they sent R250,000 to Gaza. We say very well done to the Dutch Reformed Church. And remember that Swaziland, Iswitwani, they say that the US convicts who are sent here to Baban and other places, Manzini, will not cross over to South Africa. They gave South Africa guarantees and so forth. You know what the ANC government, everywhere is corruption, crime and criminals. So Murray and Roberts, the big engineering company, will be closing shop after 120 years. You heard Junaid Mota? So remember that after 120 years, Murray and Roberts closing down, disaster. You remember Gupta's? So the Guptas are sitting somewhere there in Emirates or India, or Allah alone knows. So three Gupta houses were sold for 345.5 million rand. Actually, the value of it is much more, but just to get rid of it, what happens to that money, I wonder? Maybe it's gone into the ANC pocket because elections next year, you know, local elections. Russian Muslim, you see. So normally we don't have any news or regarding sports and that, but this one here has some Muslim news in it. So there was a Rakshasan and he's fighting the South African Duplessis. So our minister of, or your minister I should say, because I don't vote for these characters. So you must remember your minister of sports and culture, that Gaitan McKenzie said that they're going to donor the Russian, give him a good hiding. The Russian gave Duplessis such a hiding that unanimous decision against him. The Muslim, true Muslims of the world are happy. And Gaitan McKenzie again, you understand, egg on your face. And where did your son get the money to buy the soccer team, Super Sport, you see that? All these are big, big questions, remember, that you need to ask. If you want to run media, then you must ask the difficult questions. That is what we will do, whether it be Sahuk or whether it be the Jutlas or whether it be anybody else. So remember that. So today's programs, inshallah, interviews, Zahid Khan, Mohazahid and myself, we will discuss how to help the Amwat and the deceased. 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran, and inshallah that 2 to 2:30 will be the report back. That is our trip to Kelvin. That was for Jummah. We went there, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala reward my brother Ahmed Abdi and all the trustees and the imams there. And then in the evening, inshallah, with Hafiz Wadi, 8 to 10, inshallah, tonight will be live Q&A on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, inshallah. Morana, we have 10, 11 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Isab, a lady started a home industry business. A customer gives her an order for a cake for a birthday. Can she sell the cake without any birthday decorations?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Chapter 5, verse number 2. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us the golden maxim and teaching of Islam. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. In Islam, you help and assist one another in piety and righteousness, and you do not assist and cooperate with one another in sin and transgression. In Islam, we don't have Happy Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Diwali and Happy Birthday and Happy Father's Day and all this, all haram, all these things in Islam. So if you're making cakes or biscuits and what have you, and they tell you, you must write it, you must tell them, I'll sell it, but I don't write all these things. So if you want, you can buy it like that. You can put whatever you want to, you're a non-Muslim or so forth. But for you as a Muslim to write their happy birthday and all not permissible, then your income will become tainted and polluted.
Mufti Sahab, is it haram for a person to sell a business and then after 2 years, open the same business? Does it make the earnings haram?
The previous question, you must include Valentine also, because people today, they gone crazy, they want to mimic the West, they think the West is the best, you know, and white is right. We reject all that, remember that. So all that is not permissible in Islam. See this question, the Muslim is asking, why? Because we grew up in a capitalistic society. In a capitalism, you have what you call monopoly. I'm running a shop, for example. Let's say I'm selling hardware. I'm selling shoes or whatever. Is there something that is permissible? So now that I had a staff member or something or a partner and we dissolved the partnership or the staff member resigned, and then I said, fine, that this is a part of your contract. You can't open a shop like this for the next 2 years, 5 years. In Islam, it's all haram. That is capitalism, monopoly. You to make that kind of conditions will fall away. Capitalism is what Quran says must not happen. كَيْلَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ. The wealth cannot rotate among the rich only. It must filter down. You see, that is the mistake Trump and them are making, and therefore America will fall and their whole system will fall. And already you can see the problems they are facing. So Almighty Allah teaches us that we must allow real free trade and no monopoly. When you have capitalism, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. So that is what you see, the big chaos in this world. And if you want to read that verse, open chapter 59, Surah Hashr, and verse number 7. كَيْ لَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ. In Islam, monopoly is haram, interest is totally haram, and to have clauses like that is not acceptable in Islam. You can open any shop you want to. Remember that provided that your merchandise is halal, those conditions mean nothing Islamically.
Mufti Sahab, a female wishes to be divorced from her husband after 27 years of marriage due to complete incompatibility and having tried counseling. The marriage has broken down. The husband refused to give her talaq. She is miserable. Can she request ulama to give the talaq and return the mahar to her husband?
Sister, our first point will be that we answer the questions as the question is posed, right? You say you are married 27 years, now there's incompatibility, your life is miserable. So I will tell you from the outset what Quran Kareem teaches us was sulhu khair. To reconcile is the best. Maybe there are children, even grandchildren involved and so forth. So therefore, I will tell you that you should really think it over, discuss the issue with your parents and elders, make istikhara and so forth. However, if the marriage has become untenable, so then you can request, you understand, your husband, he must divorce you. But he's obstinate and stubborn. He says, no, he will not divorce you. So you go to the jamiyat, your ulama, in whom you have confidence in, and I think you are in Durban, so you go to the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, in Alpine Road, Alpine Street, whatever it is, and you go and tell them you want a fasakh. Fasakh means annulment of marriage. They will call your husband, there will be a court case, they will see who's guilty and so forth and so on. You confusing issues, sister, that returning the mahar and all that is when the husband is in the So remember, in the wrong, then you go for fasakh. When the wife is in the wrong, then you go for khula. So you don't speak about khula. If you have valid concrete grounds, so there's nothing that you must return to your husband. You must tell the Jamiat there in Durban that I want a fasakh, and these are the crimes committed by my husband. You must say, and don't bring up petty issues, all the major issues over the past 27 years, and he's stubborn, he doesn't want to give me talaq and so forth. So you don't speak of khula. Khula is when you are in the wrong. You don't want to read salat, you don't want to wear modest clothing, you don't bother about the children, you want to meet Paul there at the mall and so forth. So all that, then you speak of khula. But in this case, that according to the question, you don't speak of khula, where you have to return the mahar and the matrimonial gift and so forth and so on. So just go to your local ulama jamiat and apply for a fasakh, and then they will summon the husband and a court case will take place, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, is it allowed to give the bride a ring after nikah, or is it tashabbu bil kuffar?
Remember that when we study the Ahadith Mubarakah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba and so forth, Iltamis walo khataman min hadid. You can look for a ring and give your wife and so forth and so on. So it shows that to give a ring was something prevalent even in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time. So therefore, if you give a ring to before the nikah, after the nikah, jewelry and so forth. So jewelry, you can give imitation jewelry also to your wife, that's permissible. Regarding the ring, give a gold ring, genuine gold, or give to the wife, or give her a genuine silver ring. So all that Islamically would be permissible and so forth. We married, alhamdulillah, I never give no ring business, you understand. So my mother said, no, we'll give churi, you understand, we give bangles and so forth and so on. You know, does the woman, they sort things out, you understood. What we know, you understand, you show me this bangle and that bangle to us, to me, all these bangles, they look same. Must remember that. So therefore, leave it to our elders, our mothers, and then they understand all these things much better.
Mufti Sahab, how soon should walima take place after nikah?
The best way to have a walima is yesterday was Sunday, so your son, your daughter got married, meaning now somebody's son and somebody else's daughter. So mashallah, so we must teach them the adabu zifaf, the adabul binah. The wedding night in Islam is called zifaf, it's called binah, laylatul binah. You're building a new society, a new community. It's a new stage and phase in your life and so forth. So you will read two rakat salah together. You, the husband, will give the iqama and be the imam, and your wife will be behind you. One man, one vote. Thereafter, you give a gift. Now, I attended a nikah on Friday. This youngster used to take me to the university. So now he said, please attend my nikah. So I attended and that. So yesterday on Saturday, I told him I can't come to the walima because I'm going to see my sister and so forth. So I told him that I hope you did everything right. He was laughing. So anyway, so then I said, see, you gave your wife Kruger coin, so now you must give her a gift. Must meaning that it's better you give her cash now. So that is also a sunnah. You remember to give a gift to your wife on the wedding night. And thereafter that you sprinkle some water there on your wife's forehead, she will do the same. Allahumma inni as'aluka khairaha wa khaira ma fiha wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha. In Musannaf Ibn Abi Shayba, you will find the hadith of Salat. In Mustada Ahmad, you will find the hadith of gift. In Musannaf Abdul Razak, you will find the hadith of sprinkling the water. So all those are the sunnah. Husband will do that for the wife and wife for the husband. Ya Allah, let us share the good things of life and protect us from the vices and the evil. And whenever, whether you are newlywed or you're an old timer, you want to be intimate with your husband, with your wife, and you want to be intercourse and so forth. So Bismillah, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma jannibna shaitan wa jannibi shaitan ma zaktana. Ya Allah, put Satan, Lucifer far, far away from us, the husband, wife. And put Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer far, far away from the progeny. And children, you will bless us with. Then Allah will bless you with good pious children. So yesterday nikah, so today walima. So that is the best. If you want to keep walima the same day, so that also is permissible. But the husband and wife after the nikah must go into khalwa and into privacy, and after 20 minutes, half an hour, you want to keep the walima, it's fine. This business that people have today, after 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, they say walima, that's not walima, that's just an ordinary da'wat. You're fooling yourself with that. People say walima, but 100 haram things go on. There's music there, there's videoing there, there's intermingling there, there's belly dancing there. So what sunnah is that? You're making a mockery of the sunnah. So understand that, don't use the term walima and to fool the people, and then we do all these vices. Allah forbid. Allah protect us all. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.